This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbly and ourselves underneath thy mighty hand. Tonight, just thanking and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you're a God, and decide today there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth here tonight in the name of Jesus. Now, precious Father, as I decrease, as the Spirit of the Lord in me increase, anoint Jesus of clay, hide me behind Calvary's cross here this night and forevermore in the name of Jesus. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth here tonight, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in. Like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. And Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you for answering prayers, honoring requests, but most of all for salvation to go forth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we claim souls for the kingdom of God, that the kingdom of God may grow. From this night forward, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open it up to the book of Mark. The book of Mark, chapter 6, verse 1 through 6. The book of Mark, chapter 6, verse 1 through 6. And the word of God reads, "And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, From hence had this man these things. And what wisdom is that which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hand? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joel, and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own relatives, and in his house. And he could there do no mighty works, except that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went round about the village teaching. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word." Brothers and sisters in Christ, as we come to you tonight, we are grateful and thankful for everything that God has done and is doing. We thank him for another privilege, another opportunity through the use of the internet to bring forth his word, the word of God, here tonight. Just for the next few minutes, as we teach and preach locally, we thank God that we are able, through the use of the internet, to reach people globally. We want to talk about don't limit God by your unbelief. Don't limit God by your unbelief. You know, unbelief is really like slapping God in his face, because his word is total truth. And if we say that we are born-again believers, that we are followers of Christ, just as Jesus walked upon the face of the earth, just as he was raised in Nazareth, his hometown, he was rejected by his own folks, his own relatives, his own close people, even in the inner circle. So we, and he is the Son of God. He is the Son of Man, 100% God, 100% man. And if he suffered rejection, who are we to complain? And the Bible says all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Part of the persecution is when we have a zeal for Christ and we go back to the place where we were raised, in our hometown, and we say that we came here to start a ministry. We came here to let you know about Jesus. Get ready, get ready, get ready, because persecution will come. There are some folks, probably as Lisa, that will say, who do you think you are? There's some folks that will never forget how you used to be. That's part of the package when you label yourself as a Christian. So here we are talking about, even now in 2022, don't limit God through your unbelief because of pressure from people. People of God, don't limit God by unbelief, which can be caused by limited viewpoints and a doubting heart, which will hinder the flow of God's power and God's blessing. I need to mention that again for those that are listening and those that will be listening at a later date. Again, we're talking about don't limit God by your unbelief. By limiting God because of unbelief, it can be caused by limited viewpoints and a doubting heart, which will hinder the flow of God's power and blessings. So the Bible says in the book of Psalms 46 verse 10, it says, be still and know that I am on God, the creator of heaven and earth, the almighty God, the one that has all power in his hand. And this is according to the A clause of the verse. Child of God, always remember this, that you may make your plans, but the Lord is the one who determines your path. Yes, even in 2022, we as children of God may have made plans for ourselves, but when God is in full control of your life, remember now, you not your own anymore. You've been bought with a price. God have purchased you through his blood, through the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So when we made a pledge and a covenant with Jesus, with God, and the Holy Spirit all agreeing as one, when we was drafted into the beloved family of God, God knew our weaknesses. He knew about our shortcomings, but he still gave us a chance to come to him, to come back in right standing with him through his son, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. So we must understand that once we give our life to Christ, once we have signed the dotted line, we are not our own anymore. We belong. God has a deposit in each and every one of our lives. He has deposited his spirit in us to lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. So believer in Christ, in 2022, don't limit God through your unbelief. You see, unbelief has tremendous consequences. When we say that we are a follower of Jesus and we allow doubt, fear, and unbelief to grab a hold of our heart and stop us dead in our tracks, dead in our walk with the Lord. Only you can take authority over that. Only you can keep pressing through your mess in order to get God's best. People of God, again, we must understand that as we read in the scriptures in the beginning, in Mark 6:1, it says, and Jesus went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. Now imagine this for a moment. Here, prior to this, Jesus had his disciples to get into a boat to go across the Jordan River, to go across to the other side, because there was a man waiting that was vexed, controlled by demon spirits, living in a graveyard. He was scratched hollow among the tombs at night. So he wasn't around society. Matter of fact, he was out on his own, being tormented by legions of demons. Jesus knew his position. He knew that there was somebody that needed help. And as he approached him with the disciples witnessing the incident, Jesus didn't have a conversation with the demon, the legion that was tormenting the man. No, he took authority over it, cast them out into a herd of swine that went running so fast, they went off the cliff into a stream, a body of water, and was drowned. this man, after all this time, he was freed, being tormented by a legion of demon spirits. A legion is at least 1,000 or more. Jesus took authority. It was another lesson for the disciples, the ones that was around him, in his inner circle, those that slept in, those that slept with him, slept around him, those that slept with him, those that was during Bible study while he taught them, because he knew what he was getting ready to do. Jesus Christ is our set example, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Here, when after that incident happened, there was a woman in Capernaum that was had an issue of blood, 12 long years. A woman that went around doctors after doctors to get relief to no prevail. This woman heard about Jesus coming her way. This woman heard about how he healed the sick, how he raised the dead. This woman heard the good report that Jesus was coming her way. You know, according to the Old Testament, when a person was pronounced as unclean, they had to detach themselves from society. This woman was in a position to where she didn't care. All she knew is that she needed some relief. She pressed herself through the crowd. Could you imagine? I'm quite sure there was some that was looking at her funny. Was saying, was probably trying to stop her from getting to Jesus. But the Bible says that she pressed her way. And she said within herself, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made clean. And when she touched Jesus' garment, virtue left out of him. He stopped, turned around and said, Prophetess Lisa, who touched me? And the disciples immediately say, Lord, the crowd is heavy. He said, I know, but somebody with faith touched me. And the woman came trembling through the crowd, fell on her face before the Lord, and said, I touch you. Jesus looked at her, and he said, woman, your faith has made you whole. Jesus Christ, when he came on the scene, things happened. Bible says that part that him and disciples went about, they turned the world upside down. Jesus decided to come back to his hometown. Yes, we have to remember, my brothers and sisters, when we get too familiar with people, they lose respect and anointing on your life. They lose respect for you, especially when you're different. But see, the word of God says, when we come to the Lord, to come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord, I will become a father to you, and you can become my sons and daughters. That's why, my brothers and sisters in Christ, even tonight we have to be reminded that our mind has to be made up. Our heart has to be fixed. That the world is behind us and the cross is before us. Sure, when you get around kin folks, relatives, when you get around people that knew you coming up, when you get around people that all they can see is the way you used to be. Don't let that disturb you. Don't let that stop you from doing what God has called you to do. You have to ask the Lord to deliver you from what people say about you. Again, Jesus, he was born in Bethlehem, but he was raised in Nazareth. Here is Jesus going back to his hometown in Nazareth. This is where Jesus spent 30 years of his life. This is where he grew up. This is where he learned to become a carpenter, son of a carpenter. He learned from his earthly father on how to take wood and make something out of it. He learned how to build structures, homes and buildings. He learned a trade. He learned how to eat, walk, and work. And where this is where he prepared for his public ministry, Nazareth, Jesus' hometown. He came back to Nazareth with his disciples, and there, with the intent of doing miracles, of seeing people healed, seeing the red brought up alive again, seeing gifts and callings to be provided to those that hear the word of God. But when he begun to say things in Nazareth, people, the Pharisees and Sadducees and all those religious folks, they started asking, who is this? Is this Mary? Jesus, the son of a carpenter? And even their sisters is here with us? Who do he think he is? I'm paraphrasing it. What Jesus went through was rejection from his own family, relatives, his own that was raised with him. But Jesus was determined to keep on going. God had gave him an assignment. He took it willingly. And he knew no stumbling block or anything else stopped him from completing the assignment that was placed on his life. People of God, all of us, as followers of Christ, we will experience rejection at one time or another. Here we have to remember what the Bible says on 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Persecution is trouble. Persecution can be people going against what you really stand for, causing division in families, division even in the church, division. We have to understand that there is a devil, and his job is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. 1 Peter 5 and 8 says, the devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. He's busy, y'all. He's on his job 24/7. And we, as followers of Christ, must be on our job, knowing this, that God is with us, because he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Jesus Christ is saying, yesterday, today, and forevermore. So always be mindful of this. Don't limit God by your unbelief. Don't limit God by not trusting what he told you to do. Believers of Christ, our God is unlimited because it is possible for us as his children to limit him in our lives. You see, the adjective unlimited means limitless, limitless, unconstrained, complete, total, infinite. So, beloved, you limit God when you think or say that his word says he will do this, which is only possible by him, or he will not do it. We get into what you call the spirit of doubt, into a spirit of unbelief. You limit God when you doubt his promises. You limit God when you reduce him to a human being thinking like you and I. When discussing things with him with human limitation, you see, God is far beyond our little finite mind. God sits high and look low. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. As high as the heaven is from the earth, God is on a level all by himself. So all that I just said, it is a great sin. And that is why many, including faith people in 2022, have not been able to experience the awesome power of God in their lives or the fulfillment of his promises for them in the Bible or for them personally, because they don't take God at his word. We have to get to the place in life that God says what he means, and he means what he says. So don't limit God through your unbelief.
so you know it's right. You ain't gotta go, you can spend the night. I don't even like when you leave. I sent the keys, your scent still on my lips. I mean, you right as the sun, you been the one. Bet you knew that too. Let's peel back the roof, let the wind loose. I love being with you, we in the coupe. Nothing else said, I'm in your head like dreads. You turn hair like red. When you step in the room, the noise go dead. I'm not going nowhere, you got me down like a fed. You all about your bread, you just for me. Your voice is sweet, you move discreet. Your house is neat, the same sister style as me. And possibly my wife to be. If we can make it true and make the move. Your hustle A1, your nails stay done. Your hair A1, your feet stay done. I know that you the one, I can't even front. I just wanna be with you, you know it.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen, amen. One day we just want to be where he is. Amen, and that's in heaven above. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. But we're also thankful and grateful for everyone that is tuning in tonight. Hallelujah, and those that will be tuning in at a later time. We just praise the Lord that all is well. All is well, and we just thank him because, hallelujah, for those that is tuning in, we just want to agree with you what you believe in God for, and it's according to his will that he would answer your prayers in his time. And we just ask the Lord just to keep us going, amen, in 2022. Even though we're still in a pandemic, God is still good. He's so merciful. He's so gracious. He's keeping us, y'all. Amen. And we should be thankful for that. Again, tonight we are talking about stop limiting the unlimited God by your unbelief. Unbelief will stop you from doing what God has called you to do. We must understand, brothers and sisters in Christ, that time is not like it once was. Time is wrapping up. Days are getting shorter. Amen. Years are getting shorter. We know that Jesus said before he ascended on high that he's coming back one day. He's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take him to a prepared place. Amen. And that prepared place is heaven. We on our way to heaven. But between here on earth until we arrive there, we still got a work that we must do. Jesus said, we must work while it is day. For night cometh when no man, woman, boy, or girl can work. So people of God, to have faith is to believe that what God says, he will do. He will do it even if it is beyond our own understanding. You see, God's power and ability is beyond our thinking capacity or faculty. We can only walk by faith in order to please him. Bible says in Hebrew 11 and 1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrew 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Only by faith can we walk with God. Also, the Apostle Paul, he let us know in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 7, that we walk by faith, not by sight. So, believer in Christ, this is why we live by believing and not by seeing. I need to say that again. People of God, we live by believing in God, believing in his word, believing in his promises that he will bring it to pass in our lives, and not by what we see. Because all that we see here in the natural realm is not where God is. God is in the supernatural realm. Bible says that our God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So we must gain the victory in the spirit before the manifestation happens in the natural. So again, we live as followers of Christ. We live by believing in God, in Jesus, in the Holy Spirit. All three agrees as one. We live believing like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We live believing in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hand. You see, here in the earthly realm, we see everything around us through our senses. Touch, we feel, hallelujah, what we see, what we hear. But God is bigger than that. He's bigger than anything we can imagine. So let us stop limiting the unlimited God by our spirit of unbelief. People of God, we must understand, in order to experience all the exceeding and precious promises of God, we have to do it by faith. Everything we get from God is by faith. You see, faith is the fundamental. It is fundamental and is also foundational. In other words, it is a necessity as a believer of God, as a believer of Christ, that we understand that it's a basic that is needed. Our foundation has to be on faith. Here the word says in 2 Peter 1 verses 5 through 7, it says, and besides this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. All these are needed to build up in the faith. For an example, when we look in the word of God, children of Israel, God's chosen people, they had a problem even back then on following instruction that was given to them. In the book of Psalms 78, verse 41 and 42, it says, yet they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from their enemies. People of God, the Israelites limit God by their unbelief and they're frustrated, God. Despise of all the sins, excuse me, despise of all the signs and wonders that God did for them in Egypt to set them free, and the miracles they experienced in the wilderness. Yes, sometimes we, as children of God, we take God for granted, not realizing that he knows what's best for us. God sees us as a finished product. He sees us as being overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. God focuses an outlook of humanity is that we are victorious. But we, as while we here on planet Earth, we in this world, but we're not of it. But while we here, there's a process that's taking place in our lives. We have to allow the Holy Spirit of God to work on us, to lead, guide, and direct us. We have a part to play in being successful in our salvation experience with God. God have done his part. He have made a way for us, and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But as followers of his, we have to allow the Holy Spirit of God to lead, guide, and direct us each and every day of our lives. So, beloved, in 2022, don't limit God with your unbelief. Don't limit the unlimited, because there is no limit to what God can do. Sometimes we, even as God's people, have a tendency to minimize God's unlimited power by our wrong way of thinking. Here, in the book of Jeremiah 29:11, this is God's way of thinking about us. It says that God has a plan for each and every one of us that exceeds what we are experiencing right now. God said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. We were made for greatness. Also, we are reminded in the word of God in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 13. One day when we leave from here and we stand before the Father, we stand before Jesus, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. Fire shall try or test every man's work, of what work it is." So that's why we can't go around, my brothers and sisters in Christ, being in competition with one another. No, we all have a job to do. We all have an assignment to complete. Our eyes and our focus has to be on Jesus, because he is the trailblazer. He is the one that finished. He is the one that went to the cross, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Remember what Jesus said on the cross: "It is finished." He complete and fulfill the Old Testament, as well as the New Testament. He made it possible for our sins to be forgiven, for us to be forgiven, for our sins to be washed as white as snow. Remember what Isaiah 1:18 said? "Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I made them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson. but I made him his rule. That's the type of God that we serve. A God that knows how to keep good books. A God that knows how to know us all by name, the very hairs on our head. A God that has the whole world in the palm of his hand. Hallelujah. So let's be consistent and persistent on believing God for what he has done for us. Remember what the word says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. All of your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So believers of Christ, remember that every man's work will be tried for what sort it is, not by what size it is. It doesn't matter what you are doing, whether small or large. Be faithful to what God has called you to do. Hallelujah. Remember this, that not everyone is intended to do something that gets the attention of the world. But we are all created by God to shake up our world by our areas of influence. Beloved, we are supposed to make a difference in our world. As we are passing through, we need to live so that someone one day will miss us and what we gain when we are gone. Live a life that is an influence to someone else to keep them going. That's why we can't look at our, be selfish. We have to be selfless, reaching beyond the four walls of a building, reaching in the highways and the byways, and compelling people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So child of God, take the limit off of God in your life. Take the limit off. And believe him for big things. Believe him for, hallelujah, for area of influence upon other people. Become a blessing to others. Word of God says in Proverbs 23, verse 7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. This is a clause of the verse. God wants you as his child to stop limiting him, because God wants to reveal to you his plans and purpose for your life. Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 17, it says, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Beloved, the Lord wants to reveal to you his will for your life. But in order to receive that understanding, you have to remove your limits. Don't limit what you think that God can do through you. Don't limit the unlimited God by your fear. Remember again what the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, for God hath given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Also here, we know that we must trust him. We must depend on him, because the word of God says we can't do nothing without him. So believer of Christ, leaning on your own power, it will short circuit your own ability to do great things for the Lord. So be encouraged. Open up your life to God more and more and allow him to minister to you on a daily basis. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. So, beloved, there is no limit to what God can do. People of God, we have to learn to take the limit off of God. As believers of Christ, we need to understand that God is not a natural being, that he's not flesh and blood. No, again, God is a spirit, and the things of the spirit of God are without limitation. Child of God, our natural minds are limited. They are limited to what we can see, feel, hear, taste, and touch. You see, in the natural, we cannot see beyond the five senses. Remember that God can and does exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can act, think, or even imagine. God is omnipotent. He is unlimited in what he can do. So don't limit God, because he has unlimited power and the willingness to use it to help us. So child of God, act on what you already know and leave the rest to God. Never limit him through your unbelief. No, believe God. Keep standing in this world that we are living in, believing what he promised, he shall bring into pass. Remember, we serve an awesome, wonderful, powerful, majestic God for whom nothing is too difficult. So that's why we should never limit him. Bible says in the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 20, to build up ourselves in our most holy faith. Here, as I come to a close, we're going to talk about Abraham, the father of faith. Bible says in Romans 4, verse 18 and 20, Abraham and Sarah. Abraham got, hallelujah, him and Sarah, there was a promise that was given to him about a son. Abraham left his family, his relatives, at 75 years of age. Here is Abraham almost 100 and Sarah almost 90. And God promised them a child. And it says, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations, just as it has been told and said to him, so shall your offspring be without weakening in his faith. Abraham didn't weaken in his faith. He stood strong. He faced the fact that his body, as far as the natural process, was no good. It was considered dead since he was about 100 years old. And that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet Abraham did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God. But he was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he has promised. Abraham set as an example for all of us to follow as believers of Christ. So don't limit the unlimited God. Beloved, it all is all in knowing in who you believe in. It's all in being fully persuaded in your own mind, being determined to do what God has called you to do. So let the word of God fill your heart and your thoughts, and your faith will grow. Beloved, also pray is very, very needed at this hour in our lives. Whatever that we are facing, take the focus off whatever you are going through. Put it on the Lord. Look onto the hill from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. So don't limit God, the unlimited one. Let him do what he does best. Miracles, signs and wonders in our lives. God bless you. Amen, amen, and amen.